This hour of Ring of Fire is brought to you by the Goldwater Law Firm, a stellar organization. Visit them online, bobgoldwater.com.
Welcome to Ring of Fire. I'm Sam Cedar. Today on Ring of Fire, Congressman Chris Van Hollen will be here to talk about his fight against Citizens United. Craig Unger, author of the new book, Boss Rove, will join us to talk about the Romney family's investment in voting machine companies. Author and journalist Martha Rosenberg will be joining us to talk about the dirty tricks of the pharmaceutical industry. Greg Palast, author of the new book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, will tell us how the Romney family cashed in from the auto industry bailout. And In These Times correspondent Mike Elk will be here to talk about Mitt Romney's plea with corporate America to get CEOs to tell their employees how to vote. You can follow Ring of Fire on Facebook or on Twitter at Ring of Fire Radio. And you can keep up with the latest progressive news on our website at ringoffireradio.com. If you want to help support Ring of Fire, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast, or you can sponsor an hour of our show. You can sign up for both online at ringoffireradio.com. This hour of Ring of Fire is brought to you by The Issue Wonk. Can't keep up with all the issues? Let The Issue Wonk help. Subscribe today to receive a summary of the latest issues from the top news sources around the world. And it's absolutely free. So, Pap, obviously we are now about a week and a half out from the 2012 presidential election, obviously the Senate elections, the House elections as well, and we've had this past week has given us quite a bit of fodder.
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, the Trump buffoon. I mean, look, I was waiting for him to announce that, you know, he's actually – Trump is the same person as Ann Coulter. I was waiting for something like that.
Well, he announced for days that he had a bombshell.
Yeah, well,
that would have been.
I was waiting for to say, look, you know, I actually am Ann Coulter. We're the same. We're the same person. But it is the October stupidity. It was supposed to be the October surprise. What is your take on it? I mean, is he just so shameless? Is he so gone, you know, to where he's so disconnected that he simply has no more shame anymore?
Well, you know, I think in some respects, Donald Trump is simply a walking teaching moment for us, because at the end of the day, Donald Trump is a businessman with a complete absence of ethics. Anything he does is to what he perceives as the quickest route for him to generate more money, more attention for himself. It is pathetic, but in some respects, it also ties into the candidate that he supports and the fact that he was also, at one point, the front runner in the Republican primaries. People forget about that.
Well,
that before he even threw his hat into the ring officially, he was one of the front runners. And the bottom line is, there is a total absence of substance there, and he is a pretender. And the only thing he actually is sincere about is a set of values and principles that basically says, what happens to society be damned, what the impact of what I do on other people be damned. If it increases my bottom line, it is ultimately the most American thing I can do. And for him, it just leads him down this road where he basically makes a buffoon of himself, but it adds to his bottom line.
Yeah, but character be damned. I mean, you have a legacy. You have a legacy. I mean this so sincerely. You have family, you have children. And you just have so little care about your character, about the image of your character, about your legacy, that you do stuff like this. I mean, I saw the response is incredible. I mean, you know, response like, well, you know, we thought he was going to announce that another birth certificate was found in Area 51, and he's the guy that found it. He has gotten so loony that this is how he wants to exit. The guy's, he's an old man. He's not around for an awful long time. This is his legacy that he's going to leave with. Now, this is what he says. His big message is, the October surprise is that he's going to give $5 million to a charity of Obama's choice if Obama will simply release his college record. records and his high school records. And really, I mean, what does that mean? First of all, the $5 million is subject to bankrupt. You know, this is a guy who's been bankrupt four times. So I don't think the money's that safe to begin with. The question should be, even if you put up $5 million, the bank owns the $5 million, and would the $5 million be safe? Again, when you're bankrupt four times, daddy's made you into a multimillionaire. Daddy gave you millions, and you've bankrupted four times. Banks have had to come in and save him simply because he is so crazy that he's so spread out. Doesn't stop NBC, though, from having on his own show.
I will say this. I think there's a couple of things that it tells me. One is that Donald Trump is doing everything he can to provide his own stimulus for comedians and would-be satirists on Twitter around the country. And it also sounds to me like a guy who thinks that he may actually have some profits this year and wants to get some tax deductions to offset it. That's what it sounds like to me.
Give me the Murdoch case. I mean, these stories, they're almost like in a holding pattern. You feel like you're an air traffic controller and you're trying to land 20 jets on the same you know, field within 15 minutes. That's what these stories are coming that fast. Give me the Murdoch story.
Well, as you know, we have had a season of, and really 2 years of Republicans essentially losing the ability to talk in code when it comes to their perception and their sense of abortion and birth control and of women's rights in this country. And the latest entrant into this sort of sweepstakes after Todd Akin came out and said that women who are legitimately raped don't get pregnant. Well, you have now this is someone who is running for Senate of the United States.
Beat Lugar, by the way.
Who beat Lugar in the primaries. Indiana. A guy named Richard Murdoch. And he has come out and said in the course of a debate that in the event a woman is raped and she becomes pregnant, that's what God intended.
Mm, yeah.
This is just stunning. I mean, people.
If you're a woman out there still carrying a Republican registration voter's card, don't you feel like just like a fool? I mean, don't you feel like a fool? This is on the heels of Mitt Romney in the debate, Sam, basically saying that single moms are the reason for gun violence. Tragedies like Columbine and Aurora because single moms, they can't control their families. I mean, what else? If you're a woman listening to this kind of stuff, the Murdoch statement about, you know, God intended you to be raped, don't be concerned about it. Or the Akin, you know, if you're legitimately raped, God's protecting you and you won't get pregnant. Where the hell or Ryan and Mitt Romney saying, you know, listen, if a woman, as far as abortion is concerned, if a woman's raped, that's no exception. If incest takes place, that's no exception. We don't allow an abortion. Or if you're Mitt Romney, who wants to change the law on Griswold to where contraceptives become illegal, and you're a woman listening to all this stuff, and you say, oh, yeah, these are my guys.
Now, Pap, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to see if you can answer the question. Mitt Romney cut one ad for one Senate candidate in the general election in the 2012 cycle. I'm going to give you just a minute here to try and figure out who it is. We're going to take a break. The answer, when we come back, it probably won't shock you. Welcome back to Ring of Fire. I'm Sam Cedar here with Mike Papantonio. Remember, if you want to help support Ring of Fire, you can sponsor an hour of our show. You can sign up online at ringoffireradio.com. This hour of Ring of Fire is brought to you by The Issue Wonk. Can't keep up with all the issues? Let The Issue Wonk help. Subscribe today to receive a summary of the latest issues from the top news sources around the world. And it's absolutely free. Now let's get back to our weekly news roundup. All right, so Pap, at the break, we teased the question: who is it? Mitt Romney cut one single ad of support for a senatorial candidate in the general election this past cycle.
Let me guess. Starts with an M and ends in dummy.
Exactly. It's that same Richard Murdoch who has said that if a woman is raped, it's what God intended. Now, contemplate if he had said, if 3,000 people are killed in a terrorist attack on 9/11, it's what God intended. Mm. Contrast this with the idea of if someone is hit by a car from a guy who's speeding away from a bank robbery, it's what God intended. If somebody came out and shot you, it is what God intended. The reason why he thinks he can get up and say this about rape is because of the perspective that these Republicans have about women. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no other rational explanation for this, and there is at least some set of logic in this guy's worldview, and that is that women are chattel, that any offense that happens to them is irrelevant because it's in God's plans. Of course, now, who knows what he would say if this happened to his own daughter or his own family members, but that's besides the point. And Mitt Romney knew exactly who this guy was when he endorsed him.
Of course he did. Look, the stories you don't hear about, the stories, okay, for example, again, if you're a woman and you read, for God's sakes, if you read or you listen to anything that's not on Fox News, if you just make any effort to become educated about these issues, and you know, and you still say, yeah, I think I'm going to vote Republican. I think I'm going to vote Mitt Romney. I'm going to vote Republican ticket. Okay, the stories you don't hear are the stories like the one where you had the Republican leadership in that came forward with a bill. They actually reduced it to a bill and a vote. It was way down the road where the bill was going to say, if you get contraceptives, you have to have proof that you're married. You can't get contraceptives if you're single. Now, that's where this is not just about abortion. This is about Griswold. They're coming into everybody's bedroom, baby. I mean, you know, everybody. Now, understand, before Griswold was the U.S. Supreme Court, before Griswold, and they said, look, this is right to privacy. You can't tell people, you know, what they do in their bedroom. Before then, there are states where you could be thrown in jail for buying a damn contraceptive. That's where they want to take us back to. That's where Paul Ryan is going. That's where Murdoch, this nut, is going. And in Indiana, this is the new Republican face, Sam. That's where the story's being lost. It's not just isolated cases. This right. is the new Republican face.
Well, look, there has been, since the mid-70s, a strategy by the Republican Party to use these type of social issues, to use this type of perspective on women, to use this as a wedge to get white men who are firmly implanted in the Republican camp. Every anxiety they have about where their economic situation is going is funneled into these identity politics where they demonize whether it's women or immigrants or people of color.
Women.
And people should understand that regardless of what Mitt Romney says, he says, I'm not interested. I will not offer legislation to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Oh, that's
ridiculous.
Well,
we know who he's going to pick for the Supreme Court. And the real question is, will Mitt Romney ever veto a bill?
Of course not.
That you're like the one that the Republicans in the House have offered time and time again, whether it's fetal personhood, whether it's this one about contraception. And of course, he will not come out and say he'll veto it because he will not.
No.
He will not. This is where the electoral strength is in the Republican Party. And if there's ever been a candidate in the history of any election that I've been alive for that is captured by its electoral base, it's Mitt Romney.
Okay, Sam, give me, I know this is a big question, but give it your best shot. You're a woman and you know all of this. This is all happening in front of you. What in the hell motivates you to say, yeah, I'm going to vote Republican ticket? What give just a second. Tell me what is going through the mind of that person.
The only thing I can imagine is either they don't think that there's a possibility that even though they think in some way that having two Senate candidates from the Republican Party going out and saying this out in public.
It's going to have no effect.
That they think for some reason that these people are just outliers. Maybe they think that Mitt Romney flip-flops all the time and he's just kowtowing during the election to these people. And they are on the mistaken belief that for some reason Mitt Romney in his first 4 years wouldn't have to kowtow to the same people. Or maybe they just don't understand that the Republican Party used this to their electoral advantage and created a Frankenstein, and it is now the Republican Party. I mean, that's why these aren't new ideas. These are ideas that have been kicking around in the Republican Party for years and years. Yeah, the difference is that they created these Frankensteins and they have now taken over the party. This was something that, you know, when I wrote my book, FUBAR, 6 years ago, this is what it was. It was saying these people are taking over the party. We know that now they have taken over the party.
Yeah, look, there's some laugh stories out there. Mitt spraying, you know, there's tons of spray that he uses on himself to make it look like he's got a tan where he looks orange. You know, somebody say, you know, Mitt, use a different color besides orange, okay? But, you know, those are funny stories. The funny stories about Mitt not knowing where the hell Iran is. You know, we can kind of giggle. Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy behind
that. May be a little bit more important if you don't know what the geopolitical. You don't know that Iran has 1,600 miles of oceanfront property.
The point is we still giggle at these. I mean, at how goofy he is. I mean, we can giggle at goofy. We giggled at George Bush goofy. But this story about this all-out war on women is just so confounding to me that I just can't, I can't even imagine sitting in a room with a woman who knows these stories and says, yeah, I think I'm going to vote Republican. It's offensive to me to think I would even be in a friggin' room with somebody like
that. Look, I get the idea that there are fundamentalists out there who believe that women should be the property of their husband. But for people who are not fundamentalists, I'm shocked. And for those fundamentalists, of course, we've seen how easy it is to erase their own ideology. When we look at guys like Billy Graham, who meet with Mitt Romney for 5 minutes and then end up scrubbing their website of all references of Mormonism being a cult. I mean,
all they've ever said down in the South is they're a cult. They're no different from Scientologists. They even at one point were saying that Joseph Smith was the extended hand of Satan. And now Billy Graham, who has just lost it totally, the poor guy has just totally lost it, says, no, we're going to scrub that from our site. We're not going to call them a satanic cult anymore as we have for 100 years.
Pap, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll mention the topic that Richard Murdoch, of course, before Mitt Romney endorsed him, called the biggest hoax that's ever been perpetrated on society. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Mike Papantonio, and you've been listening to a free sample of Ring of Fire Radio. If you'd like to listen to the full show, subscribe to our weekly podcast at our website at ringoffireradio.com. It's your support that helps keep us on the air.